模拟演练
十，第一节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画，每个句子听两遍。
Number one, Mike eats fruit 4 times a week.
Mike eats fruit 4 times a week.
Number two, elephants are a symbol of Thailand.
Elephants are a symbol of Thailand.
Number three, she was born on Christmas.
She was born on Christmas.
Number four, spring is my favorite season.
Spring is my favorite season.
Number five, don't play with the phone too much. It's a tool, but not a toy.
Don't play with the phone too much. It's a tool, but not a toy.
第二节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语，每个句子听两遍。
Number six, would you mind opening the window, sir?
Would you mind opening the window, sir?
Number seven, Judy, guess what?I'm going to Europe for vacation next month.
Judy, guess what? I'm going to Europe for vacation next month.
Number eight, is ping pong popular in China?
Is ping pong popular in China?
Number nine, I hope you will get the first place in the competition.
I hope you will get the first place in the competition.
Number ten, excuse me, does this bus go to West Hill?
Excuse me,Does this bus go to West Hill?
Number 3, 听对话，从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出能回答问题的正确选项。每段对话听两遍，听第一段对话，回答第11、12小题。
Sam, you look unhappy. What's up?
Oh, Mary, I didn't finish my homework.
I don't feel surprised.
Why not?
You always sit in front of the computer and play online games all day.
Maybe you're right. I haven't opened my books in the last 5 days.
You should spend less time on the computer, and I think you should do more sports.You are becoming fatter.
Sure I am. I think it's time to make some change.
Sam, you look unhappy. What's up?
Oh, Mary, I didn't finish my homework.
I don't feel surprised.
Why not?
You always sit in front of the computer and play online games all day.
Maybe you're right. I haven't opened my books in the last 5 days.
You should spend less time on the computer, and I think you should do more sports. You are becoming fatter.
Sure I am. I think it's time to make some change.
Bob, would you like to take a vacation as soon as school is finished?
Oh, yes. Where to?
Xiamen, your grandpa is going back to his hometown to meet your uncle, John. He will come back from Paris. They haven't seen each other for 3 years.
I haven't seen him for 3 years either.
You know, your grandpa is too old to go alone. But your father and I are busy these days, so you have to go with him and take care of him during the trip. Do you think you can do it?
Sure I can.
Great. Your father and I will meet you in Xiamen later, and we'll all come back home together.
Wow. Summer vacation by the sea. I can't wait.
Bob, would you like to take a vacation as soon as school is finished?
Oh, yes. Where to?
Xiamen, your grandpa is going back to his hometown to meet your uncle, John. He will come back from Paris. They haven't seen each other for 3 years.
I haven't seen him for 3 years either.
You know, your grandpa is too old to go alone. But your father and I are busy these days, so you have to go with him and take care of him during the trip. Do you think you can do it?
Sure I can.
Great. Your father and I will meet you in Xiamen later, and we'll all come back home together.
Wow. Summer vacation by the sea. I can't wait.
Andy Wong is a student from Yunnan. Last month, he went to England as an exchange student. After coming back, he told us something interesting about the food differences between England and Yunnan. In England, people like bread for breakfast. They eat bread with butter, cheese, or jam. While in Yunnan, Andy and his family like noodles or rice noodles. Between meals, people in England like to drink milk. They drink cold or hot milk. They also like tea, but they put milk and sugar in it. In Yunnan, people usually drink hot water. They drink tea as well, green or black tea, but put nothing in it. For main meals, people in England like to eat meat or fish with potatoes. They like potatoes so much that they eat them every day. In Yunnan, people like to have rice for main meals, and Andy says his family likes some meat and a lot of vegetables. After a meal, they don't eat anything, but in England, they always have something sweet. They call this dessert. Andy says knowing such differences is not only interesting, but also useful, because they help us to learn different culture.
Andy Wong is a student from Yunnan. Last month, he went to England as an exchange student. After coming back, he told us something interesting about the food differences between England and Yunnan. In England, people like bread for breakfast. They eat bread with butter, cheese, or jam, while in Yunnan, Andy and his family like noodles or rice noodles. Between meals, people in England like to drink milk. They drink cold or hot milk. They also like tea, but they put milk and sugar in it. In Yunnan, people usually drink hot water. They drink tea as well, green or black tea, but put nothing in it. For main meals, people in England like to eat meat or fish with potatoes. They like potatoes so much that they eat them every day. In Yunnan, people like to have rice for main meals, and Andy says his family likes some meat and a lot of vegetables. After a meal, they don't eat anything. But in England, they always have something sweet. They call this dessert. Andy says knowing such differences is not only interesting, but also useful, because they help us to learn different culture.